Hello?
Hello, my name is Diego from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Herrera Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Can I proceed with the survey?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Give me a moment. Thank you for taking our confidential and secure poll about Herrera Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Registered by Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Thank you. Okay. This November, there will be an election for USA President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Very certain.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay, thank you. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Herrera area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I think in the wrong direction.
In the wrong direction. Okay, thank you. Now, what's your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Herrera generally? Do you think they see Herrera as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
I don't know. I don't live in Denver, Cherry Creek.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, thank you. That's an option too. Okay, thank you. No problem. Okay, in general, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the Herrera Public Schools district where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good, okay, thank you. Okay, how familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Herrera Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay, thank you. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint Herrera Public Schools? Yes, no, or don't know?
What about Herrera Public Schools? I didn't.
Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint Herrera Public Schools? Yes or no?
Blueprint?
Yes, Blueprint. Blueprint.
I don't understand the question.
Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint in the Herrera Public Schools?
I still don't understand the question. Are you
okay.
Talking about a blueprint, like a map?
Yeah, something like that, but I'm going to respond this with, you don't know, okay. No. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Way too high for what's being provided.
Okay. So you respond with much too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low, or don't know?
Much too high.
Much too high. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Now, while nobody likes paying higher taxes, okay, I understand that, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget requiring cutbacks on other spending? Cannot afford this increase? It hurts household finances badly? Does not apply.
Doesn't apply. We're renters. We don't own
okay.
a home.
Renter. Okay. Thank you.
But
as
the
you
rent
may...
I...
Okay. Okay. Thank you. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor proposition H.H. Ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an 800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A big positive impact.
A big positive impact. Okay. Thank you. Now, if the following ballot issue is up for vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for, repair and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high quality education facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more Aurora Public students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services through through the district. So you vote yes or you vote no?
Well, I would definitely vote yes, but where are they going to get the money from?
Okay, okay. That's good. That's good. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Will you vote yes or no on this?
Well, I would vote yes. I voted yes on the last one.
Okay.
But I still
okay,
haven't, for most of the schools have been repaired. I was a substitute teacher for 20 years.
Okay.
And I don't see where it's being implemented where it should be.
Oh,
plus, they're closing down some schools. And, you know, I don't understand what their plan is. They're losing enrollment, as far as I know, in certain areas. So I don't know how they're fixing that or if this money is going to administrative costs. You know, I mean, these things are worded in such a way, yeah, it sounds great, but I have yet to see the outcomes from them.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I get the next one right now. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots might make. Since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Are you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I don't. Okay. I take a while to read my ballot, so.
Okay. I got three options: agree, disagree, or don't know. You can choose one
of those. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's good. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Aurora Public Bond and Mill Levy Bayleuth issues might take. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 Bayleuth issues. The first one. Many Aurora public schools buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed to see schools last the students have good learning environments. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason? Or you don't know?
Very strong reason.
Okay, thank you. Doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason, or you don't know?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, thank you. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason, or I don't know.
Very strong.
Very strong, okay. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, thank you. Continual security upgrades, including update cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classrooms' doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very strong, somewhat strong, weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, thank you. The Bond will fund a skilled training program called PTEG, a partnership with a community college, Aurora Public Schools, and local employers that includes especially technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduated ready to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay. Thank you. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. Are you very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong. Okay, thank you. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for Aurora community is to invest more in education, our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's jobs market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong. Okay, we almost finished these large questions. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, however, needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason? Or you don't know.
I don't know. It depends where the population is and who has the money and where the parents are. I mean, there's so many things intertwined in this. Yeah, I'd like to see strong Aurora public schools, but I see parents who don't care. And that's why, you know, I could go into a lot of different things. I just don't know if it'll work.
Okay. Okay, I checked that now. Okay, thank you. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool program to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason, or you don't know?
I don't know, because you have to find the teachers, and you have to find the paraeducators.
Okay.
You have to find the personnel, and they don't have enough personnel to take it on.
Okay. The last one. These large bonds and teachers pay meal levy come with no tax increase. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason, or you don't know.
Well, I don't know, because where are they going to get the money?
Okay. No. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Finally, having heard all this information, will you vote yes or no on the following two Aurora Public Schools November 2024 ballot issues? Okay. I got the first one. $1 billion bond to build a state of the art facility for all Aurora students, to ensure older buildings and repair and maintain it, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. You vote yes, or you vote no, or don't know.
Didn't you already read that to me? That's
okay.
The same thing you read to me before.
Okay. Yes. So you vote yes, right?
Well, you already asked me the same question. You asked me that question before.
Okay, I got the another one. $30 million meal levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance need for school buildings. And
you already asked me that one. Already asked me that one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the last questions. What's your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. What's your age?
71.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any another Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
Okay. Do you own or rent your currently place of residence, Grand, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what county do you live in? Adams County or Arapahoe County?
Arapahoe
County, okay. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.